We start the hour with the two most recent Arizona Educational Foundation Teachers of the Year delivering a letter yesterday to Governor Doug Ducey's office on behalf of the AZ Schools Now Coalition. Among other things, the education groups want the governor to redirect the money he set aside for new K-12 initiatives in his budget proposal to teacher salaries. I reached the 2017 Teacher of the Year, Michelle Doherty, earlier this morning in her classroom before school started. She teaches first grade at Encanto Elementary in the Osborne School District in Phoenix. And I asked her why the state's top K-12 priority this year should be teacher salaries.
Well, in my opinion and the opinions of others, valuing what we do is on the forefront. And when you haven't had a pay increase, I went without a pay increase for about 6-7 years. And of course, that's not why I do what I do. But it's important to show a sense of value in what I do and sense of value in what we do, and so that we can make a living. When you don't get a cost of living raise, you feel it. And when you're having to have a second job, or sometimes some teachers have a third job, you can feel it as well. So showing a value in what we do is important to us.
Have you seen a lot of turnover in your school or in your district, especially because teachers don't get paid that much?
Yes, we have seen, and we in our trends in our district really go with the trends as far as that are out there, where they last between 2 to 5 years, and that is evident. I've been teaching in the classroom, this is my 23rd year, and I'm one of the old dinosaurs. There are probably about 3 of us. So, you know, it's interesting, you know, just in my grade level alone, I think the teacher that's been teaching the longest is probably about 6-7 years, and then there's me. So, and then we have a couple brand new teachers, and then in their 6th or 7th year. So it shows, and it takes a lot of time and effort at the district level, but of course we're going to do it because we know what's best for kids. But it is hitting us, and it is very difficult to run a school. And for example, when I was hired, there were 14 candidates for my position. Now it's difficult to get one. For one position. So it's a difficult process.
Obviously, teacher salaries are important, but I'm curious in your mind why the state should focus on those now, sort of at the expense of some of the other ideas that the governor and lawmakers have put forward, including all-day kindergarten in some areas, including teacher bonuses for new teachers, things like that.
Well, I'm towards the end of my career, and so I'm really, really thinking about those that are in the beginning of their career or in the middle of their career. We have some incredible, incredible teachers that need to be in the classroom. Their skill level is at a very high level. At the expense of other programs, possibly now. I happen to be a huge supporter of all-day kindergarten because I see what happens when children do not attend preschool, where kindergarten is their very first school experience. So that one, I kind of go back and forth. But yet we still need to have quality, high-skilled teachers that know about teaching to be in the classroom.
When you take salaries out of the equation, what to you are the biggest needs for teachers? Like, what do you need the most?
Well, I think, in my opinion, we need highly skilled teachers that know about teaching, that are well-versed in the art and science of teaching. Basically, whatever grade you teach, kindergarten or high school, a high school physics class, teachers need to be skilled in the process of learning and related to teaching. We are the presenters of information, so we need to also have a high skill set as well, that we need to also be able to connect that lesson. We need to know our learners. We need to know our students' strengths and the challenges they may have. So we need to figure out a way to reach them, not only grow them academically, but also make the content relative to their life. And in order to have those skill sets, you also need to come in supported by your school district to develop those skill sets. And there are several districts out there that do a phenomenal job with that. I feel like I'm lucky that the school district that I teach in, we do an incredible job with that. But I think that is extremely, extremely important.
How confident are you that the state's education system and teachers and students and parents will ultimately get the kind of funding and the kind of support that they need?
this topic is well supported by everyone I've come in contact with. It doesn't matter what party you know, liberal, conservatives, liberals, it doesn't matter. Everyone wants to put money into the classroom. Everyone supports education. So we need to figure out a way to do this so that we're all in agreement and that we can support education.
Michelle Doherty is a first grade teacher at Encanto Elementary in Phoenix and the 2017 Arizona Educational Foundation Teacher of the Year. For his part, Governor Ducey has acknowledged the state's teacher shortage and the importance of hiring and keeping teachers. He also points out last year's voter-approved Proposition 123 has been a factor in that area. Ducey says his budget has a lot to like for K-12 public education.
Of course, this budget focuses on teachers. It talks about resources for teachers, how to cure the teacher shortage, how to put a permanent pay raise in place. But I also am concerned about our kids, especially our kids in low-income areas. So we're trying to address both these issues in a thoughtful, positive way. But I'll look forward to hearing from the teachers and going through the budget process.